Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's message, as we celebrate the Feast of All Saints observed, comes to us from Revelation chapter 7, and in particular verse 9, although I'll be using most of it. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. This far the text. My dear friends in Christ, there is hope. Maybe there has never been a more important time for us as Americans to cling to that idea, given the events of the coming week, but there is hope. There is hope for us as Christians. Whatever the coming week will bring us, whatever befalls our nation, there is hope. Hope is one of the major purposes of the book of Revelation. Too many people treat the book of Revelation like it's a roadmap for the end times, as if you studied it intricately enough, you could come up with a timeline and a plan and figure it all out. Good luck. The truth is, the revelation given to St. John wasn't primarily given as a roadmap to the end times. It has prophecies within it, and it has symbols within it, it has some details within it that will tell us about what is to come, but the primary purpose of the book of Revelation is that it was to be a book of hope. To a people oppressed, to a people persecuted, to a people who are facing death for their faith, God gives a revelation to St. John to give his people hope. And so to us. God reveals this wonderful, beautiful picture that we find in Revelation, that you and I, sitting here in 2016, might have hope no matter what we face. The Feast of All Saints is a feast filled with hope. It is meant to give us hope as we give thanks to God for what he has done for those who have died in faith. Almost from the beginning of the Christian church, days were set aside, remembrances were set aside to think about, contemplate, and remember those who had died in faith. There were martyrs' days almost from the beginning of the Christian church. Very early on, as people died because of their faith, the church would remember that date as an anniversary and in giving thanks to God for the work done by that saint and for the eternal life granted to that saint. By the 4th century, there were so many of these martyrs' days and saints' days set aside that it was decided to bring them together into one occasion, and the occasion happened to be the reconsecrating of the Parthenon in Rome to Christian ideas. And so Pope Boniface consecrated the Parthenon in Rome and declared that this would be a place and a date, May 13th, when we would remember Mary and all the saints. By the 7th century, it had changed a little bit, and Pope Gregory came along and reinstituted an All Saints Day, but moved it to what we currently have as November 1st. And thus it has been observed that way for these 1,400 years or so. All Saints Day, a day when we remember those who have died in faith and have been brought to those glories that we can only imagine. So the Feast of All Saints Day is a day filled with hope, but it really has three purposes. It causes us to look in kind of three directions. It is a day when we remember. Is it a day when we find comfort? And it is also a day when we look for hope. Today is a day of remembrance. All Saints' Day is a day when we remember those who have died in faith. These are the ones who are pictured here in Revelation 7, this text, and this beautiful picture we get. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. This is the glorious picture of all those who have died in faith. They are the ones in white robes with palm branches singing. They are our loved ones who have left this place filled with pain and sorrow to be in that place where pain and sorrow don't exist, to be gathered before the throne of God. We remember them and we give thanks for what God has done for them in the Lamb. Just as the early church gave thanks for the lives of the saints, the lives of the martyrs, so you and I give thanks for the lives of our loved ones, for what God did through them here, but also for what God did for them because of the Lamb. The very Lamb whose throne they gather around singing today is the Lamb who has brought them to that place. It is His bloodshed that brings the forgiveness of sins. This Lamb who they behold immediately is the one of whom John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." They behold Him now. They see Him now. They sing to Him now in His immediate presence. And for that we thank God. This Lamb, this very Lamb, has brought this about. And so we remember and give thanks for what God has done. On this All Saints Day, we celebrate loved ones who have been lifted from pain and sorrow to be part of the white-robed choir of heaven. For some of us here today, this will be our first All Saints Day for a particular loved one. One who is parted to go and be a part of the host arrayed in white. And that makes it more poignant. For some, this will be the first All Saints Day from whom their labors rest. I dare not try and name them. There are many from our congregation who have suffered loss this last year, some more recently, myself included. Today brings with it comfort and remembrance, for they are part of the white robe choir. I'd like to take a moment and ask you to remember silently and to give thanks to God for what He has done for these loved ones now past. Now joined to Him in heaven, we take a moment. We give thanks to Almighty God as we remember those who have died in faith. We give thanks for the eternal life and the glory that is theirs because of Jesus Christ, the Lamb, around whose throne they gather. It is in His name we pray. Amen. Not only do we remember today loved ones who have passed, but we find in today and in its message a comfort for us who continue to live in this place of pain and suffering. John tells us in Revelation 7, 16 and 17, "Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." What a tremendous comfort it is, the picture of suffering alleviated. For many who know the battle, the strife of long debilitating disease, of ongoing chronic pain, for those who personally have had to help loved ones merely move from couch to chair or back to bed, we understand this life of pain and suffering. We understand tears shed. John's words here, revealed to him by God, cast our eyes upwards and bring with them a vision of comfort. As we see what is to come, as we see what is to be, we are comforted even now in the midst of suffering. We are comforted knowing that suffering will be relieved by Him who brings comfort. I remember well, 8 years ago, I was home visiting with my parents. And we had just come back from a restaurant. And we had to get from the car to the house, a seemingly simple task done countless millions of times by everybody every day. But when you are somebody who has MS and requires transfer from car to wheelchair to ramp to bed, it is not an easy task. It was just a momentary slip. The wheelchair backed up, and my mom fell to the road. And she cried. And my father and I lifted and tried and worked for 5 minutes and got her back into the chair. I'm comforted today because there will never be another day like that for her. Never. She'll never have to go through that again. She stands and sings in a white robe with palm branches and rejoices in the presence of the Lamb and of God upon the throne. And that is true, and that brings comfort to me, and it brings comfort to each and everyone gathered here who has lost someone, who has watched them go through these kinds of things. Be comforted today, because that which your loved ones now know and enjoy is yours as well. And that brings us really to the third purpose of All Saints' Day, hope. John gives us this great picture here in Revelation 7, and it's a picture of your future. You could take this and take it home today and draw it, if you will, and I would draw it, but you wouldn't recognize it. But go home and draw this today, all right, this picture of Revelation 7, and put it as the last page in the scrapbook of your life. This is the final photo. Right? Weddings, birthday cakes, right? Confirmations. This is the final photo. This is the final picture of what God intends for your life. Have hope in that. Look to that. Lift your eyes upward to what God has in store for you, so that whatever you're going through here, whatever brings suffering, whatever brings frustration, whatever brings anxiety here upon this rock, will pass. And there's a hope beyond it. And it's pictured here for you. You needn't worry about any of this other stuff. This is what John was trying to place before those Christians at the end of the first century, because they were dealing with some stuff, you know, lions and fires and arenas, and you and I are dealing with some stuff, with some uncertainty, with some wonder about what happens now. Look to this. This is what happens for us. This glorious picture, this glorious place. Have hope. Remember today all of those saints who have died in faith, and give thanks to God who by the Lamb's blood has brought them to the place they are. Be comforted today that the loved ones who suffered in this life suffer no more. Be comforted today that whatever you suffer will be relieved. And above all these, have hope, for a time is coming when this shall be us as well. To God be the glory who can bring this about. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.